Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dan Wilson and Kyle Quinn here in for Joe and Hugh on a football Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot of people out there still getting back into the swing of things, going back to work, going back to school. The school buses were back out yesterday.
Oh, man.
People maybe who took some time off between Christmas and New Year's. Went back yesterday. My side topic with Al yesterday, Kyle, was things you hated as a kid, because there was nothing worse. The worst school day of the entire year might have been January 2nd.
Yeah, just school in general, really. I mean, like when summer ends or winter break ends.
Yeah.
It's just depressing.
But at least like the first day of school, there's some excitement. Like you're back. You see some people you didn't see during the summer.
And that lasts a day.
Yeah. And that, but there's some early your excitement, at least.
Sure. Yeah.
Going back in January, when you had the taste of it, and you got to go stand out at the bus stop, and it's pitch black.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Something that I hated as a kid, I still hate it now. I heard you and Al yucking it up about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I hate the wintertime.
Just in general.
Get lost with the snow, crap, all of it. The cold weather, the wind, just get lost. I can't stand the winter.
Well, you know what? I was actually going to wait for this for just after a caller or two, but we'll get into our side topic right here, right now. We'll also hear from Seth Joyner in a minute. So for today's side topic, because there is, Kyle, as you mentioned, there's some snow in the forecast over the next couple of days.
Unfortunately.
A little bit of snow today. A bit of a nor'easter brewing potentially on Monday. I've seen on the high end maybe 3 to 4 inches for parts of the region. I don't think it's going to be huge, but it's something.
Yeah.
Kyle, we are so overdue for like a big, you know, go get the milk, the bread, and bunker in your house type of nor'easter. Yeah. We need a big snowstorm.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
I don't want one of those.
Come on. It's been way too long. It is so long overdue.
It's cute. Like, I get the novelty of it, of having snow on the ground, but it just screws everything up. It sucks. Like,
for a couple of days.
No, it makes going outside doing literally anything more difficult because everyone sucks at driving when there's any bit of ice or snow on the ground. I mean, not to mention the fact that it just is more dangerous in general. I'm not being that plant-based today, but I just hate going outside and being like, damn, it's cold, man. Like, I would...
If it's going to be cold, it might as well be snowy.
I guess. I would just rather neither. Like, if you could give me the option between a sweltering 96-degree day where I'm just sweating my ass off versus being shivering and having to deal with wind all the time, I'm taking the hot day, man.
Highly disagree. I cannot stand 96. You can always put more layers on. You can only take so many layers off.
I understand that, but I guess when I think about the summer versus winter, I think about the nighttime, and in the winter it only gets colder. In the summer, it becomes bearable. Like, a summer night is almost like an ideal beauty. Like, you know, you might get your random like 85-ish and it's still a little bit humid.
It's just so humid.
But it's bearable.
I don't need to be sweating going outside.
Like, what's it going to be tonight? Like 10 degrees? Who needs that? That sucks. It's a Friday night, man.
You get cozy under a blanket. You stick some sports or a movie on or whatever.
Screw that. There's no sports on tonight anyway.
Today is a bad sports night.
An awful sports night.
But last night, so also on the table as always. Sixers lose last night in Golden State. Flyers lost last night in Vegas. So that is the end of both of their West Coast portions of the trip. They both have one more game. Sixers will be in Brooklyn tomorrow, and I believe the Flyers have a game in Toronto. Then they'll finally return home after this Disney on Ice trip that they do every year. And of course, we're talking all things Eagles here today. And I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to react to the Saquon news yet. Again, maybe this is your first time listening all week. You're still getting in the back of swinging things. So if you want to, you know, if you believe the Eagles made the correct decision, the wrong decision, we'd love to hear from you as well. But before we go back and take a listen to what Seth Joyner had to say and go back to the phones, Caleb Flieger, who is producing the show here today, what's something that's long overdue?
Something that's long overdue for me is to keep daylight savings time permanent, because I'm a person that is very seasonal depression. Like, I hate when it gets dark out at like 4:30. The day's not even over yet, and it feels like it's over. So I love, like, during the summers where it's like sunny out, it's 7:30 p.m., 8 o'clock, you're seeing the sunset go down. To me, I'm in a way better mood when it's sunnier out later in the day. So yeah, I need daylight savings time permanent.
So I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Long overdue to get rid of it?
Well, I guess so. Which one? I mean, I guess you either get rid of it or so it's standard time and then daylight savings time. And daylight
but it just
savings
stays daylight.
When, yeah, so you can either, I guess the solstice is the sun goes down at like 9 p.m., In the summertime, and in the winter, it's like, what, like 4:30?
Yeah.
I feel like if you were just able to, like, middle that, or maybe, like, I think the perfect day is the sun goes down or starts going down at, like, 8 p.m.
Well, that's going to be hard to do in the winter.
Well, I know.
Unless you want the sun rising at 11 a.m.
Just change the clocks. Do something.
Do something.
We don't have the sun going down at 4:30. I agree. I mean, it's very weak to have it be dark so early. It feels like the day is just over. It shouldn't be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to skip over you also. Did you have something that was long overdue?
Yeah, I do. And I'm glad you brought the boys up. It's long overdue for a nice, deep Flyers postseason run.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Where we're all like, come on, baby. They got a shot at the cup.
Fly guys.
Yeah, dude. Well, look, 2020 was about the closest thing we had to that. We all know that was phony baloney with all the bubble
in
nonsense
the bubble
and everything.
For the one seed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was the round robin thing. Got them the one seed there, too. But they were hot at the end of the year. You know, their momentum, whatever. But I want, it's, you know, it's not coming this year. It's probably not coming next year. It might not be for a little bit of a while here. But we haven't had one of those, like, man, let's get the Wells Fargo Center packed. This Flyers team could win the Stanley Cup.
Down at the barn.
Need a deep Flyers postseason
run. Time for some
run.
Jam.
Let's
yeah.
go.
215-592-9494 is how you're doing the show. So in addition to your sports point, your Eagles point, or whatever you want to get in on today, give us something, in my opinion, like a nice nor'easter, you know, like daylight savings being nixed, like a deep Flyers postseason run. Give us something that is long overdue. We will hear from Seth Joyner in just 1 minute. But first, we say good morning to Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeffy.
What's up, Jeff?
I love hearing young people complain about stuff that mostly 50 and 60-year-old people. You guys are going to be miserable.
There's more where that came from, Jeff.
I just want more. No, I feel like wanting snow is a young person's thing, though.
Well, I'm in the snow right now. I'm out in Youngstown, so it's not too bad.
Right, well, I'm coming to where you are.
Whatever.
And Jeff drives, too, for a living, right?
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, I go around Chicago all the time. Here's my question. How did you two knuckleheads end up in Chicago at the same day on the same at the same stadium and not know you were each there?
That's impressive. We didn't know until now.
So
it's like 800 miles from Philly, and you just don't. Hey, guess what? I was there, too. Woo.
There were a lot of Phillies fans there that day. It's not like Kyle would have just stuck out like a sore thumb.
Popular destination for Phillies fans. I mean, it's even crazier, Jeff. There's a little bit more of a coincidence here than we just initially let on. Not between me and Buzz. Just to preface this, I have a very large extended family. My father was one of 14 kids, so ton of cousins, aunts, uncles, all of that.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and I had planned on doing a Chicago trip in the summer, and we realized, hey, the Phillies are going to be there 4th of July. That'll be great. We'll go see that game, too, among other things that we planned on doing in Chicago. Then it turns out that my parents were also planning on going to Chicago for that week.
Same week.
I had no idea until they told me. So one of my other cousins' families, they were also planning on going to Chicago for the Phillies game on 4th of July. And then another cousin and her boyfriend.
So you all ran into each other?
Unknowingly planned on going to Chicago that same week.
You didn't know your parents were going?
No. No, not until they told me. Yeah. Well, because I planned it. This was a trip for me and my girlfriend.
No, did your parents tell you ahead of time?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I had figured out, you know, before we all went that everyone was going to be down there. But it was all sort of like I had people text me like, "Hey, you're going to be in Chicago too. Me too." I'm like, "Holy crap!" Like,
all right. Well, this year we're all making one big group trip to Wrigley. How about that?
Yeah, I'm out there like twice a week where I drive. So but I'm not in the city. I'm on the outskirts around. You know,
I'm a big fan of Chicago, Jeff.
Jeff, what'd you have on the birds?
So I'm disappointed, highly disappointed that Saquon and the rest of the starters are not going to play at least to try to get that record. But at the same time, I kind of feel okay about it because now I know that we're going to have a healthy team going in. But this Jalen thing, with him not being cleared from concussion protocol, kind of has me a little worried, Kyle.
Yeah, join me, Jeff, on the plant-based side of things.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that I feel like he'll be able to clear it, but the way that they start games has traditionally been slow, and I'm not all that excited about a slow start in a playoff game. I don't care who they're playing.
No.
You can't just feed Saquon all day, every day. That's not going to work in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that I think you have to worry about a little bit, and I think the biggest part of it to me is that it just started to feel like they were finding that rhythm. I think that the whole thing with A.J. Brown really made the Eagles sort of look within, and I thought they figured something out there with the slow starts. I mean, they marched right down the field against Washington the next week. It really started to feel like we had just finally captured it. And now I'm worried that they're almost kind of going to be back to square one. In terms of their slow starts. And I think a lot of that will have to do with Jalen's timing being off. So, they might be able to get away with it. This is a situation where you have to think about the opponent on the other side. This is not just going to be, you know, the Dallas Cowboys or, you know, the Packers are going to be a tough out. So I worry about that being the reason that they end up getting bounced in the first round.
And we don't know who we're playing yet, correct?
It's not set in stone yet.
It's more than likely going to be Green Bay. So the scenario for anyone who doesn't know is Green Bay is playing the Bears this weekend. The Commanders are playing the Cowboys.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And these games are all in the 1 o'clock window. If the Commanders win, that's it. They're locked into the sixth seed. Okay. That locks the Packers into the seventh seed. Eagles play Green Bay. The only way the Eagles can still beat the Commanders is at 1 o'clock. Dallas beats Washington again, and then the Packers beat the Bears, which I think is the easier part of those two. But really, it's going to rely on Dallas winning.
It seems more likely we'll be playing the Packers. Yeah. I can't see the Dallas Cowboys beating Washington.
They did before.
They did do it once.
I know, but
lightning needs to strike twice. I agree, not very likely.
All right,
Jeff, what's long overdue?
Power hitting for the Phillies in the playoffs.
Oh, Jeff. Great one. We appreciate the call.
Just making contact in general. Just, you know, not striking out.
Not chasing. It pitches 2 feet out of the zone.
Things will be different next year.
That would be kind of... I certainly hope so. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. All right. As I mentioned, I've been in on the midday show all week hosting. Kyle, this is your first day back since Monday.
Yep.
But Al Morgani and myself, we had Seth Joyner on for his usual Thursday call-in, and we got into this discussion. Are you worried about the Jalen Hurts rust factor when he returns? If he was cleared right now, would you play him? Now, usually, again, me or Al, we would be, or whoever the host is, would be asking Seth the question.
That is often how it works.
Seth decided to flip the interview back on us, which is more than okay. It was just,
scary.
Yeah. Well, it was. I'm sitting in the... Got a little nerves, a little bit of cobwebs. You know, I'm sitting in the chair for the first time in this time slot, or I guess the third time this week, but I'm still getting the hang of things. Yeah. And I got Seth Joyner asking me a question. Yeah, like, all right.
Yeah, intimidating.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But anyway, in case you missed it, here was that exchange. Myself, Al, and Seth Joyner yesterday when he asked us if we would play Jalen Hurts this Sunday.
So let me ask you guys a question. If Jalen Hurts cleared concussion protocol this week, would you play him?
This coming Sunday, no.
I would a little bit just because he hasn't played.
Okay, Dan, why wouldn't you?
Well, if you're going to take this mindset with Saquon Barkley, you're not playing the guys. You're trying to give everyone extra rest and give yourself a de facto bye week going into the playoffs. I wouldn't apply different rules to the quarterback.
Okay. So you're going to – your quarterback got a concussion. I haven't forgotten your part, Al. I just got to clear this.
I'll deal with you first.
So your quarterback hasn't played football in 3 weeks. And you're going to throw him into a high-stress, high-intense environment week one of the playoffs. And trust me, the intensity that these guys experience during preseason is elevated once you get to the regular season. Once you go to the postseason, it becomes elevated again. And it will continue to get elevated each and every week until the Super Bowl is over. So you're going to throw your quarterback in a high-intensity situation. He hadn't played in 3 weeks, and you think that he's going to go out and be super effective? Now, I hope he does. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to speak anything negative on Jalen Hurts, but we've seen him struggle passing the ball, being accurate, getting the ball out of his hands on time.
All right, so a couple things.
Yeah, you cook too.
Well, yeah. Well, Seth Joyner's like, Al, haven't forgotten about you, but I got to cook Dan first. I don't know who let this pipsqueak host this time slot. I want Joe and Hugh back. But what he just to clarify, like, I would not, once you make the decision to not play Saquon, not put the offensive line out there, I don't think there's any way you can stick Jalen Hurts out there. Now, Seth Joyner has made it very clear all week. He would have let Saquon go for the record. He would have put the offensive line out there. And I guess he would put Jalen Hurts out there, too, if he were to clear that concussion protocol. And I get the idea you said of seeing the ball go through the hoop. But I don't know. This Sunday against the Giants, like these guys are – the game starts at 1 o'clock, and they're going to be on flights to Cancun by 5 p.m. Yeah. You know, like these guys are checked out. They got nothing to play for. They won a game last week that actually made their draft position worse. So if Jalen Hurts carves up the Giants, that means he's going to look less rusty against the Packers? I just don't buy it.
No, so, I mean, look, maybe not, right? He could, like, in this hypothetical scenario, he can go out, carve up the Giants, and then stink it up in the first quarter against Green Bay. Like, that's a possibility. I just think when you have an opportunity to give yourself a little bit of a competitive advantage or any little edge that you can find in order to give yourself a better chance to win in that first round against the Packers, I think you should jump at that opportunity. And the thing that Seth said that sort of I've been saying and where my head's at here is that I'm not sure what it like. I think this comes down to his timing, right? And getting his rhythm back with his wide receivers and the offense being in rhythm passing wise is, I think, the best version of this offense that we'd seen all season long. And it took them 15 weeks pretty much to find that or to capture that. And look, I think Seth also brought up another good point there is that this might not be a situation where, like, you know, say he is a little bit rusty and he just all of a sudden finds it in the Green Bay game. What if it takes him an entire week and a quarter or two, right? Say you get away with it, him being rusty in Green Bay. And all of a sudden, I mean, because we can be honest about this NFC playoff picture. It's freaking brutal.
It's tough.
It's tough, man.
It's tough.
You could end up having to play the Vikings or Lions in the second round of the Rams, right? Who, you know, are not as good as the Vikings or Lions, but they're going to be another tough out, too. I do also worry about if this were to creep into the second round of the playoffs. Like, this might not just be a thing that is fixed.
Shows up in the first round.
Sure, and then is all of a sudden just, like figured out. Because It took the Eagles 15 weeks to figure it out this season. So I don't just...
But that wasn't because of rust. Because of who Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback.
Yes.
And he has deficiencies, and he has abilities and inabilities, and he has struggled to see the field of time, struggled to get the ball out in certain cases. He has held the ball too long. Whatever the case might be. I don't believe that's because of rust. Like, I guess I think it's unaffected by this time he has off right now. I think if he comes out and he plays poorly in the Packers game and he starts out slow or he's holding on to the ball too long, I think that's because that's who Jalen Hurts is, not because he's had a concussion sideline him for the last 3 weeks.
No, maybe not. I just look at Jalen Hurts as the type of quarterback who I think he relies a lot on in the passing game. We know how effective he is as a runner. But Jalen Hurts isn't the guy with, you know, a cannon for an arm where, you know, he sees something late and waits for a guy to get open, and he's a tick late on the ball, and he can just drill it in there, fit it in, right? Jalen Hurts needs
to be precise.
He needs to throw with anticipation. He needs to see guys get open, I think, before they are getting open. A lot of that comes with rhythm and timing. So I just worry about that buildup that they had throughout the season being lost by him not, you know, not really taking meaningful reps or many meaningful reps, 12 snaps an entire calendar month. I just worry that the rhythm or the timing might be thrown off a little bit. It might take them a little more time for them to build that back up.
215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Let's sneak in Will in the Northeast before the break. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What up, Will? Doing well.
Hey, welcome back, Kyle.
Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
All right. You know, like, I think Jalen's going to come back all right, but it's just like, it's kind of strange that they, you know, they still didn't okay him yet, kind of. Like, that's what got me kind of, like, skeptical right there.
Yeah, well, literally any other scenario, if Saquon's not going for this record, we're talking all week about how the quarterback's still in concussion protocol. It took us 2 days to be like, hey, this is also a storyline, too, because everyone had their mindset on the rushing record that you kind of forgot about the QB.
Yeah, yeah, and because, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like we thought that by now he would have been cleared by now, you know, from all of the different, you know, players going through that same phase. We, you know, they got cleared probably the week after. So I mean,
Will,
it's kind of like strange or whatever, but
concussions are a weird thing. They can be very unpredictable. Some guys clear it immediately. Some guys stay in it a really long time. You know, it's not like healing, you know, an ankle sprain, right?
Right. But it's just like, and I just wanted to comment on the Saquon thing one last time and get it over with. I just think, like I said, man, if we all in this season, we should have been all the way in. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, you know, it could go either way, but it could have went either way any game that we played this season. But the thing is, I'm not going to call Sirianni out his name or anything. I just hope you're able to live with your decision, because it's going to be a lot of upset fans, man. You're not going to hear the last of it. But I just want our team to, you know, stand on what they've been standing on from the get-go and win that Super Bowl, man. I just want them to bring it home. That's all we want.
You're better.
And the team to stay together. Yep, that's it.
Well, we're up against it here, but really quick, what's something that's long overdue?
Long overdue is for us the same type of money, I mean, the same time we put in to make that them taxes, we should get that money back.
All right, well, we appreciate the call. I'm not a financial expert.
Yeah, 215.
I do not speak on what taxes should or should not be paid, but I'd be in favor of people.
All I know is
paying less. Sure,
why not without representation, Buzz?
No, I have heard that
this country's built on.
There were a few people who were they're getting taxation without representation.
Did not go well.
No, it did. Mm-hmm. That's I have heard that. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people not thrilled about it. What do you think? Like, what would the equivalent of, like we do sports radio, people get pissed about the sports teams. What if political talk radio, like, what would our sister station, 1210 WPHC, have sounded like in, like, 1776? They signed the Constitution yesterday. Get in on it.
It's like, instead of run the ball, it's like, dump that tea.
Yeah, dump the tea. Were you in favor of dumping the tea?
Yeah, 215.